Equivalent decimals. Equivalent decimals are exactly what the name sounds like. Decimals that are equal. For example, 0.1, 1/10, is equal to 0.10, 10/100. The best way to understand equivalent decimals is to look at a model or illustration. In the model, it is clear to see how 0.1 is equal to 0.10. That is because each tenth has been broken up into 10 equal parts. And if we break the hundredths into tenths, then we would have 0.100 hundredths thousandths, which also equals 0.1. With equivalent decimals, there are two important concepts to understand. 1. It is important to know the difference between 0.1, 0.10, and 0.100, in that the place value indicates the parts of a whole get progressively smaller from tenths, hundredths, to thousandths. That is because as we move to the right of the decimal point, each position is 10 times less. The other important thing is that 0.10 and 0.100 can both be simplified to 0.1. The additional zeros to the right of the 0.1 are called placeholders and show the specific place value of decimal numbers. Here are some other models that show equivalent decimals. Notice how an extra zero to the right of the tenths indicates the place value is now in the hundredths. 0.8, or 8/10, equals 0.80, or 80/100. Notice how the blue shaded section fills up the same amount of the whole. Here are some examples of equivalent decimals without a model. 0.3 equals 0.30. 0.19 equals 0.190. 0.03 equals 0.030. 0.468 equals 0.4680. In fact, any number of zeros to the right of the last digit other than 0, 1 through 9, is an equivalent decimal to the same decimal number without the zeros. Now that you understand more about equivalent decimals, let's practice finding a few. Which decimal is equivalent to 0.4? A. 0.04. B. 0.14. C. 0.400. Any decimal number with additional zeros to the right of any last digit 1 through 9 is equivalent. So the correct answer is 0.400. Options A and B does not have number 4 at the tenths place. These options are incorrect. Which decimal is equivalent to 0.31000? A. 0.31. B. 0.0031. C. 3.10. Look at the last digit to the right that is not a zero. Any digit 1 through 9. That would be the digit 1. Simplify by removing the 3 zeros farthest to the right of the decimal point after the digit 1. Like this, 0.31. Answer A, 0.31. Options B and C does not have number 3 and 1 at tenths and hundredths place. These options are incorrect. Here is the summary of the lesson.